Hi, it's Carrie Mighton, founder of Motivational Speakers TV and sales enthusiast, sales lover. I love sales. And I wanted to take a second today to just quickly have a quick recap of a few things that I have realized. We're in August now, and so for the US and for people in North America, it means that, you know, a lot of people are out on summer holidays, you're slowing down. And here in Australia, we have a interesting little thing happening here. Like, everybody seems to be looking at how do I get ahead in the next 4 months before we hit Christmas. So as a business owner, a lot of us are looking at, right, how do we make the most of the time that we've got, September, October, and November, because when December and January come here in Australia, everything slows down. Now, in America, people still work through January and through December. In fact, that's one of the best times I find to take advantage of things. So if you're in the US and things are kind of slowing down because it's summer holidays, or if you're in Australia and you're looking to really gear up, either way, this is a really good time in August to get ahead, to reflect, and to really focus on the most important things. Now, it's really interesting because I literally just got off of a podcast with Mark Bunn, who's one of my speaker clients. Now, he talks about productivity, time management. He talks about how to stay focused on the highest performing habits of high achievers. He actually calls it the daily habits of high achievers. So I've got an episode coming up with Mark. You got to listen to it. It's only like 20 minutes. It's really short, but it is so powerful. Literally, it will change everything that you do because it has you focusing on the right things. Now, the reason I wanted to just do a quick recap after talking to him was I heard something that I've been saying a lot of, that a lot of people aren't really doing. I know there's so much going on, and literally the last 2 weeks I've had about 45 conversations with business owners, and inside of all those conversations, I'm hearing one thing over and over and over again, and that is that people are overwhelmed. So there's social media, there's Facebook, Instagram, podcasts, there's so much going on, there's YouTube, and what's happening is people are so busy trying to build this massive empire that they're not paying attention to the one or two little things. So the reason I bring up August, the reason I bring up everybody being kind of this period of I'm ready to ramp things up, and as things are slowing down, really taking that state of reflection to say, what is it that's going to make the biggest impact that I'm doing that's going to set me up so that I make the best possible outcome? So if we look at the next 120 days, which I talked about in the episode one of Inside Sales, if we look at the next 120 days and what you're doing right now, and we look at if there were three top things that you should be focusing on, let's just narrow it down even more. And let's talk even more about if there was only one or two things that you do every day that are going to get you to the result that you want to get to by December, right? Because if we look at September, October, November, and that's about 90 or so days, 100 days, that take us just to the beginning of December. If you knew that every day you could do two things that make one big impact that actually get you a quarter of the way to achieving what you want to achieve in the next year, it makes a really big impact. But I challenge you to slow down. You see, like right now, for instance, you know, I know people and I personally have got access to a large number of people. But what I'm finding is it's not about trying to touch tens of thousands of people or millions of people. And yes, whilst I want my message to have an impact on many people, in the next 100 days, the impact on my business and the sales and the people that we're going to get to work with and change are going to be the people who are showing the signs that they're interested in working with me. And the signs come from slowing down. So back in March, I was working with a client, and literally she was struggling because she was working, she was trying to make everything work. She was into the product launch formula. She was into everything, right? And what was happening was she was focusing on the whole list, her entire network, everybody, instead of just the people that were raising their hands saying, hey, pick me, pick me. So let's talk about how do you find the people that are the pick me's. She five times her business in 4 months because she stopped paying attention to everybody. And then she started paying attention to just the people who are most interested. So who are the people that are most interested, that are most obvious, that if you're a, you know, you're in a business where there's a lot of competition or there's a lot going on, how do we actually just focus, if we were just to focus on the one thing that made the biggest impact or the two things that made the biggest impact, it would be the people that are most interested in what we're doing. So there's three key things that you can see to find out the people that are most interested. And literally, I do this every single week. And when we just focus on the people who are the most interested, the sales start flowing. Okay, so I'm going to contradict anything out there. And that's okay, because you know what? That just seems to be the way I do it. I want you to slow down. And I want you to pay attention to three things. Number one, if you are sending emails right now, go and look at the people who are actually clicking on your emails. So go look at the people who are clicking on the links that have call to actions. Now, if you don't have call to actions in your emails, one of the things that you could do to make a big impact if you're sending big emails would be to literally, when you send out an email, have a link at the bottom that gives some sort of next step. So whether that means they're going to go and read the remaining part of your blog, they're going to click on a sales offer that you've got, or they're going to click to go check something out that you're doing, or a strategy session or a webinar or an event, something like that. If someone clicks on a action and takes some sort of action, you might find it only 5, 10, 15, 20 people, but those are the right 5, 10, 15 people that if you had 3 to 5 conversations every week with just those people, that could be one sale a week. Now, if you just look at what is your average sale, if you got one more sale every week by paying attention to the people who are most interested in working with you, that makes a profound impact. So maybe I question you right now to slow down and just pay attention to the people that are expressing interest. If you're not including a link or a call to action or something inside of what you're doing, then start doing it so that in 3 to 4 days, 1 week's time, you can actually pay attention to just the people who are most interested. Secondly, the next thing that I find that makes a really big sales impact is if someone actually came to see you, or someone came to an event, or they spent time with you and you haven't had a sales conversation with them yet, do it right now. People who've been in front of you have been educated by you, right? So there's three key things that people need to see before they make a buying decision. One is they need to be educated. Second is they need to see that other people say that you're as good as you say that you are. And third is they need to understand what it is that you're going to do for them, right? Really basic, right? So one, they need to be educated. Two, they need to see that other people say that you do what you do, which is social proof. And three, they need to understand what you are selling them so they can afford or make money or create space or understand what they're buying from you, right? So that being said, if you've actually taken the time, these are the hottest leads. You know, we have a running sheet. All the clients I work with, we work in a running sheet. We have hot, then warm, then cold, right? So like if I look at this little card that, you know, I write out, or if I get out a little sheet of paper, right? And literally in that sheet of paper every week, I draw out a little funnel. Right? So like in my funnel here, I'm drawing backwards, right? I've got hot, warm, and cold leads. So my hottest leads are the clickers. They're the people that have seen me. They're the people who've listened to me. They've spent some time with me. Okay. So ideally, at the point you put somebody into this warm, I know my drawing's really cute. At the point you put somebody into a hot list, they've spent 30 to 45 minutes of time listening to what you do, right? Then the warm people, which is what I just talked about a second ago, are the people that are clicking. They're interested in what you're doing, right? And then the cold people are all the other people on your database. Okay, so like maybe so many people right now, right? If you're spending a lot of your time focusing on the masses rather than the quality, you're going to get really frustrated because you're not going to get paid, but you're getting a lot of awareness. Now, in corporate and in big organizations, branding is big. And don't get me wrong, I love branding. Branding is really good, right? I do these podcasts for branding to get my message out there, to get in front of people, to keep in contact with people, right? But that is just touch. CPM, as they call it in advertising. These are your cost per impressions. What we're looking for is clicks, okay? So if people are clicking and filling out forms or filling out anything or taking some sort of action, they are considered to be a warm lead. The second part is hot, hot, hot. So if you haven't been following up with people who have seen you, heard you, spoken to you, had a conversation with you, been relatively educated with you, that is where the majority of your money is. That's where the majority of your sales opportunities are. Call them first. You want to make a big impact on your sales in the next 7 to 10 days? Call people who have been educated by you. And then the hottest, hottest third, hottest, hottest, hottest leads are your buyers. So a person who spent money with you is 8 times more likely to spend money with you again. So one of the fastest, easiest ways to generate new business inside of the next 30 days, if you haven't been marketing, if you haven't been advertising, if you haven't been doing anything, would be to go back out to the people who've bought from you in the past. They're 8 times more likely. Just the other day, I found $18,000 in a business that's only doing $75,000 a year. Now, that's not a very good example. It's a smaller company. But $18,000, that's literally almost 30% of what he earns every single year, a 30% increase he could have in the next 30 days. So if you start just slow down, and look at what is going to make the biggest impact for me to have the greatest change. And often it comes just from slowing down. So if we look at it from a sales perspective, the hottest leads, the hottest people to talk to right now are the people who have spent money with you or are your current clients. See what they need. See what's going on for them. Reach out to them. If you spent a week and you got 10 clients to spend 10% more, what would be the impact on your business? Second, the next hottest leads that you've got right now, if you are looking to do a drum up, okay, would be the people who've seen you, who've been educated by you, right? Or who might have seen you speak, present, talk, watch a video, do some kind of action. Those are the next hottest leads. And then your warm leads are the people who are currently taking action by clicking. Now, remember the client I told you about just a minute ago that we started in March, had a 5 times revenue increase. She did not even talk to the clicker, to the people who watched her or her buyers. She just paid attention to the clickers and got a 5 times monthly revenue increase. So what is it in your pipeline right now? Right? And so many people just focus on the hot leads that are calling, that are talking to them, that are actively coming to them. So if you were to slow down, there's this whole other potential double in your business if you start paying attention to the people who are currently your clients, have seen you or been educated by you, or the people that are just taking some sort of action. So I hope that helps. Take it in. Go before you start your day-to-day, if you're looking to increase your sales or if you're looking to grow your business, this is something that really every week you want to spend time looking at, because these are the highest, best quality sales conversations that you can be in. So again, my name's Carrie Mighton. If you need some help with this or if there's anything we can ever do for you, please come and visit my website, carriemighton.com. Check out some of the case studies. Check out some of the things that we've done. Get a copy of my book. You can connect with me directly there as well. carriemighton.com, CarrieMighton.com. Thanks so much. Have a good day.